Hello, and welcome back to another episode of DU Locker Room Talks. It's been a while, new year, and we are starting it off in a really exciting way. So we are joined by Coach Hardman. He is our head men's baseball coach here at Dominican University. We are going to get to know him as an individual, his background with baseball, memories from his seasons, things he's learned while coaching as well as a player. And we're just going to kind of kick it off. So when did you come to Dominican? When was your start here?
Yeah, so I came here in the summer of 2011. So I'm going into my 14th year as the head baseball coach here. Also, I'm the assistant director of athletics. I came from North Park University, where I was the associate head baseball coach for 5 years. Also worked in the admission office as the athletic liaison for 3 years. And then prior to that, I was at North Central College for 4 years as a GA and part-time coach.
Okay. It's a lot of stuff you were doing. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So I guess, let's get down to it. So you played also as well. So tell us a little bit about that, what your collegiate experience was like.
Sure. Well, I'll go back to high school.
I'm ahead.
A local kid. I grew up in Wooddale. I went to high school at Driscoll Catholic High School, which unfortunately shut down in 2009. But I was part of some really successful teams there. I played 4 years of varsity baseball there. I was part of the 1994 state championship team. I actually got to pitch in the state championship game, which was one of my career highlights, which really kind of made me really love baseball after that. I mean, I loved playing when I was growing up, but that experience really kind of opened my eyes to some other things, and I really thought I wanted to get into coaching. But got a chance to play there for 4 years, and then it was quite the trail in college. And I like to say that I'm one of the original, I think, transfer portal people. I went to 5 schools in 5 years, and I definitely do not recommend that. All of them were kind of circumstantial. I started off at Loras College in Dubuque, Iowa. I went there for a year, and it wasn't exactly what I was looking for. I was out of high school. I was recruited by a lot of big schools. Got hurt my senior year, so a lot of my offers turned into walk-ons, which I didn't want to do. I wanted to play. That was very important to me. So I had the chance to play a lot at Loras, but at the end of the year, just financially, and it wasn't looking like what I wanted from a baseball side, from a development side. So I had the chance to go play at Northeastern Illinois, which was a Division I school, and about a month into the fall season, the school came out and said that they were shutting down all athletics the next year. So now I was kind of left looking for a new home. So I actually transferred that semester, went to University of Illinois Chicago. I got injured and took a red shirt that year. And at the end of the year, the coaching staff got fired. So I'm sitting there and saying, okay, do I stay here? I took my red shirt. Do I go on with a new coaching staff? Or a good friend of mine, Bob Koopman, who's one of my mentors in coaching, I got the head job at a junior college. So I decided to go to a junior college, kind of reset my clock, be able to open up some opportunities for me. So I went to Illinois Valley Community College, played there for a year, was an All-American pitcher there, and had a really good season. Had the opportunity to go play at Northern Illinois University and spend my last 2 years there. So I really kind of call Northern Illinois my home, my alma mater, for those 2 years, because I absolutely love my experience there, met my wife there. I still have a lot of friends there, so it was something that I really cherished.
That's awesome. So you had a lot of experience, clearly.
Yes.
What was that like, kind of going from D3 to JUCO to Division I? I mean, you were playing at all different levels. What was your experience from that?
Yeah, you know, in high school, Division III, junior college, Division II, none of that was on my radar. I was recruited by a lot of Division I schools. I thought that was going to be my path. Kind of got off that path a little bit after my injury. And at the end of the day, decided, you know, what was really important to me was playing. I wanted to be able to play. I didn't want to sit around for 2 or 3 years and get bigger, get stronger, wait my time to get in, you know, be able to get an opportunity. So I kind of jumped at whatever was there. I think the big learning piece with that was trying to really find fit, and you can't force fit. And that's what I talk to our recruits about a lot, is that, you know, it has to line up on what they're looking for in a university, in a baseball program, and also what the coaching staff and the program is looking for in a player. So that's, I think, one big thing I really learned from that. But I knew eventually when I left Loras, I knew that I wanted to get back to the division, or have an opportunity to go play at a Division I school. And I thought Northeastern was going to be that place until they ceased operations with their athletic department. They still don't have athletics since they dropped it in, I think it was 97, the fall of 97. So, being able to, I took the long road to where I wanted to end up, but eventually got there. I think a lot of the perseverance and hard work kind of paid off to be able to get there, but eventually got to where I wanted to get to.
Yeah, no, I think definitely that is something that was instilled in you pretty early on, so that's really great, and I'm sure something that you put into your players as well.
Yeah.
So, from my understanding, you recruit far and wide. I mean, you're getting guys from like Arizona, New Mexico. Like, what's your recruiting process look like?
Yeah, when I got here, there wasn't a whole lot of success recently here in the program.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much, their entire roster was from a 20 or 30 mile radius of Dominican, and I'd go as far as saying most of our rosters at Dominican were that way when I first got here.
Yeah.
And there's so many schools here in the Chicagoland area, or even, you know, stretching out a little further in the Midwest, that look like us, do the same thing as us. You know, how do we differentiate ourselves from those other schools? And I decided, you know what, I need to get into a region where there's not as many Division III schools, smaller schools, but we're also giving kids options of somewhere where they can go and play. And a couple of those areas that we highlighted was Arizona. And I think Arizona is a area that a lot of Midwest schools were recruiting, but mm-hmm. the one that I tapped into that nobody was in that area before I was Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I started recruiting that from the first fall I got here, in the fall of 2011. And, I talked to my supervisor at the time was Ken Trendel, who's the athletic director at Trinity now, and I talked him into it. I said, hey, I need to do something different recruiting-wise. I have to get out of this area because I cannot go up against the Auroras and the Concordia Chicagos, who have had tons of success and have, fields and a little bit more facility accessibility than we did. Mm-hmm. I need to do something different. And he agreed with it, so, I went out to Vegas for a week, did some recruiting, got our first guy. The next guy, next year we got five guys. Next year we got another three guys, and in my 14 years here, I believe we've had over 55 guys from the Las Vegas area come play for us. I think we have about 11 or 12 on the roster right now. We'll have about five or six committed in this class coming in next year. We've recruited the Reno area. We've gotten about five to seven guys in that area, probably about 10 to 12 out of California, about 15 or so from Arizona. So we've done a ton of West Coast recruiting. And I after that, I think a lot of our other teams in our department have kind of followed suit and done so also. I know the soccer's have done a lot of that. Softball's done a lot of that. And mm-hmm. I think it's really paid off. And I think it's really cool for the campus community also to have different regions represented also on campus, where it's not just a regional campus. We have a lot of kids from all over the country.
Yeah, and I think, the diversity with the different regions is a lot of these kids have never even been to Chicago.
Right.
And they're getting to experience, like baseball in the sense, getting to play in the Midwest, which is really cool. So let's talk about your upcoming season. What are you most excited for? What is anticipated for this year?
We, we're coming off, I'll kind of move it back towards probably right after COVID. I think right after COVID, we had a lot of momentum in our program. In 2019, we finished third in our conference, had a lot of young guys, and looked really promising. In 2020, when we shut down and only played 13 games that year, we might have had the most talented team that we ever had, and then obviously didn't get to see what that looked like. The next year, we were really young, and those younger guys didn't get that experience in 2020 to be able to play in games. So we definitely took our lickings over the next couple years after that, and then really found our way. And I definitely credit the seniors in this class, a couple of them who have been captains now for 2-3 years, that have really kind of gotten us on the right path to have guys understand when they're coming in here, how do we work, what are we working for, what do we want our culture to be. And a lot of that is family togetherness and putting your head down and going to work. And our guys have done a great job at that. So over the last couple of years, I think it was trying to get us on the right path. And I think this year, when we had our first team meeting this year in September, our collective goal was to win a conference championship. And I don't think that's out of the realm of possibilities this year. This is probably the most seniors that we've had and the most seniors that will actually contribute on our team. And I think that's there's something to be said about that when you have some experience that are going to be some of your better guys. So we're really excited about that. We have some young guys in our program that we're really excited about that mm-hmm. are going to fill in some holes for us and have some opportunities early in their career to get some really good innings for us, both on the mound and in the field. So, and then on top of that, I think there's a lot of teams in our league that lost a lot. Over the last couple of years, some of the top teams in our program, in our conference, have had a lot of fifth and even some sixth-year seniors. So they've had that experience over the last couple of years, and I think the tables have turned a little bit, and I think this is a year that we can really make some noise in the conference, and we're excited about that.
That's great. I mean, honestly, Dominican is known for either bringing what they used from that season and kind of rebuilding off of that. And I think that that's really great that you're wanting to use that momentum that you guys have to go into this season. So that's really great. So kind of getting to your players, have you learned anything as a coach from your players versus them learning from you?
I probably learn more from them than they're learning from me. And you know, it's funny because as a young coach, and as I mentioned, I coached at two other places for 9 years as an assistant coach.
Yeah.
And you know, probably my, and I got into coaching when I was 24, 25 years old. I got done playing in Northern Illinois, I had the chance to play 3 years professionally, played 3 years minor league baseball. And when I got done, I was about to get married, and I knew, okay, I'm going to get into coaching. This is what I want to do. And I had to pay my dues, a lot of part-time jobs just to make ends meet and all that. But I knew I wanted to coach, and eventually one day I wanted to be a head coach. So I think early in my career as a coach, as an assistant coach, it was all about me. It was about what am I doing to put myself on the right path to get the job that I want. And, you know, I'd be frustrated after wins because it wasn't going to be positively reflective on me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you get older and you mature and you realize it's not about me. It's not about me as a coach. It's about my players and putting my players in positions to be successful both on the field but also off the field. And you know, and watching them just come together as a group especially over the last couple of years and create the culture that we have on campus now, it's really cool to see. But also, like you mentioned, I'm learning from them.
Yeah.
And you know, it's cool to see them just talking the game, talking life, at practice, off practice. They're so close. You know, then that shows me that, hey, you know, there's things that are bigger than baseball going on in our program. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I really learned that till maybe 5-6 years ago, and when I really, really grew up, and I'm 47, it's funny to think that, okay, when you're growing up, but, you know, that it really, really, really drove home that, you know, this is not about me and my successes and my wins and my win-loss record and whatever that is, or me chasing the next job where I'm happy and I love where I'm at right now. It's about really turning these young adults into men and watching them trying to transform their lives into something that's better.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that that's great. I think that if anything, what you learn from them, you can use into other recruits that you even have. Even if they have those questions, you can use that as well. Have any of your players expressed wanting to coach too?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Driving in today, I was at a red light and I'm reading an email. I don't know if that's legal or not, but one of my former players, I just sent out I've been wanting to do this for a very long time, but we finally got together. I'm doing a monthly alumni email now to all, you know, we have about 80 to 90 past players that we're sending that out to. And one of my former players, and he didn't even play, he was a transfer from College of DuPage.
Okay.
His name was Quentin Bequay. He was actually from France. And he played 1 year here. His last year, he ended up not really playing a whole lot. But he ended up going back home, and he's coaching a professional team out in France now. And he emailed me and just said, hey, coach, just want to give you an update of what I'm doing. And they won the league championship last year and, you know, thanked me for everything that we did for him here and was really appreciative of that. And that was really cool. And it's always neat when you see former players go and coach in the real world, you know, coach and maybe at the high school level. And I do have a couple that have coached at high school, a couple that have coached in college. I've got two of my former players, Tyler Cara and Peyton Brooks, that are coaching with me currently that just graduated over the last 1 to 3 years, respectively. It's really cool to see them do that, but it's really cool just to see all of our former players go out and just be better people and, you know, and get that first big job that they've wanted to do. And we have people then, you know, in the medical field, we have people in the financial world, you have bankers, we have, you know, all that. But ultimately, the biggest goal is that they're better fathers one day, they're better husbands one day, they're better, you know, citizens one day. That's the bigger picture. But also, I think, you know, your career is a big part of your identity. So finding something that they love doing and then just doing it a lot.
Wow. I mean, honestly, when you're off the field, right, you want these men to be instilling what you're teaching them in practices, games, and I think that goes to show for even most of our programs here that you obviously want that for your players, so it's really great. I know you kind of touched on you playing minors. How was that? What was that experience like?
It was something that I wanted to do my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I think every kid that ever puts a glove on or is toeing the rubber or in the box wants to play professional baseball. And then, you know, when I got there, I played independent, so I played in the Frontier League for 3 years.
Oh, okay, yeah.
By no means did I have a glamorous career. It was just like I stuck around for 3 years, you know. And but it was one of those things where it's like, hey, you check off a box. You know, it was a goal that you have in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was at the very lowest level. I mean, it wasn't affiliated baseball. You know, I don't know that I could have cut that. It's tough. I mean, you're on the road all the time, and nowhere near what affiliated guys are doing. But you know, we're on a bus, you know, for 12-hour rides. You're eating bad meals. You're in bad hotels. You're away from, you know, I was away from my fiance for a long time. Away from my, you know, mom and dad, my brother and sister for a while. You know, it's grueling. And dude, I have guys. I have a lot of friends who, you know, think, oh, that was awesome. You got to play minor league baseball. And like I said, I did not have a great career by any means. Mm-hmm. It was a great experience, but I would not want that to be a long term thing for me. And that was just me. There's some guys that would absolutely love that grind and love doing that. My son is a pretty talented baseball player. He's a freshman in high school right now. And if he ever had the opportunity to play professional, have a choice to play, I'm going to go to college and play professional baseball, I would push him to college because I think it's just, there's so much more you can get out of it. And it's just a different, completely different lifestyle.
I think with that point is such great dad advice. But also I think it's a smart move in what if he gets hurt?
Yeah, sure.
And then he has nothing to fall back on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you see a lot of these athletes, not even just D1, but even D2, D3s, like, that get recruited, go on, whatever. And then their senior year, they announce that they're going to the MLB or they're going to the – and then they get in the games and then they get hurt.
Yeah.
And then what are they going to do, you know?
Yeah,
like, so it's hard, and I think that that's really great. Has your son, does he play like travel or anything like that?
Yeah, so he plays for the Illinois Sparks North, which is right here in our backyard.
Oh, okay.
And I get to coach him, which is, I absolutely love it.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he loves it all the time, but I absolutely love it because I get to see him all the time. And I've been coaching him since he's been 8 years old playing travel baseball. Mm-hmm. So he's, I actually have twins. I have a boy-girl twin.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter plays basketball track, my son's baseball, basketball, and baseball pretty much is our family's lives. You know, like all summer, our vacations are around that. You know, we're playing pretty much year-round, and it's a lot of fun. I remember the times when my son was our bat boy, when he was like, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old. And then he got a little older and didn't want to come in the dugout anymore.
Yeah.
He wants to watch from the stands with his mom, so.
Was your wife athletic too, or was it?
Yeah, she was a very accomplished swimmer.
Wow.
So she went to Glenbrook South High School. She has records all over the natatorium, if you ever go there. I think she finished 7th in the state her senior year, and then she swam in Northern Illinois also. So she was a sprinter in the pool. So.
Oh my God! So you guys were bound to have athletic.
Well, the first time I saw her,
uh-huh.
I remember telling my buddy I'm marrying her because she was almost 6 foot tall, shoulders out to here, and I'm like, you know, we're gonna make some good kids, I think. So.
That's great. How tall are you?
About 6 foot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you knew what you were doing when you saw her. You were like, that's it.
I had a goal.
That's great. So you started out in high school. Did you play as a kid too? Travel and stuff like that?
You know, back then, travel was different. Like now, you throw a rock and you can hit 15 travel teams, you know? Now it's, but back then it was like, you know, you'd have one travel team maybe every 5 or 6 towns or so. It was a lot different. You'd have a lot of in-house and then maybe travel in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until like 7th, 8th grade where I was full-time travel and then went to high school from there. So
mm-hmm.
If it was around like it was now, I probably would have been playing travel a lot earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot different now than it was back then.
And then you went to Catholic high school, you said?
I did, yeah. Catholic grade school, Catholic high school,
so
and,
that's
Catholic
how,
college.
So that's how I was too. And, you know, my high school was really well known for their sports teams, which was actually why my parents pushed me to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how that dynamic is, the Catholic high school sports teams. Like, it's just, like, you're in this, like, little group of people, and then, like, well, you said it was different back then. But, like, now, if you're going to a Catholic high school, a lot of these recruits like to see,
uh-huh.
because they push them to go D1, D2, whatever.
Sure, yeah.
So that's really cool. But I guess going back to your upcoming season, are there any anticipated, like, games you're looking forward to, tournaments that you guys are going to be participating in?
Yeah, I think, you know, we kind of break our season up into a couple different segments, and we always go kind of with our first weekend, our Florida trip, and then kind of our next weekend, which is our first 3 weekends, we're basically traveling,
mm-hmm.
and then you got your conference season. So our first weekend, we're going to be opening up down in Arkansas, And so this is a return trip for us. We were there out there last year. We're hoping it's a better trip because our bus broke down about 5 minutes from our hotel about midnight when we went last year. So hopefully we have a better result with that. But so we opened up with New York University, which is really cool because that's a team that's out of our region that we would never really play. Mm-hmm. They're taking a trip to Arkansas also, so we'll be playing them, Hendricks College, and then New York University again on Sunday. So we have 3 games down there. And that's always a cool time, you know, taking a bus trip down there. You know, I know last year the guys pulled out the karaoke machine and we're singing really bad going down there, but it was cool to see some guys kind of get out of their shell a little bit and out of their box and get uncomfortable and do that. But it's always a cool time. You're opening up, you're anticipating that. Our next thing, we started this week with practice. We'll have about 4 weeks before we go down there, and it's like the minute you start practice, all you're thinking about is just wanting to get on the field and start playing, you know, because you're stuck in a gym with the cold weather and you just want to go and play. So after that, we go down to Florida, and we'll play 8 varsity and 2 JV games down there. We'll leave on Friday, come back the following Sunday, and that's always probably one of the most fun times of the year. We rent houses, guys, you know, are hanging out after games. You're playing pretty much every day. It's nice weather. We don't have to worry about schoolwork. It's during spring break, so it's always a kind of a really cool time to kind of get close as a team. Mm-hmm. We'll come back. We have a weekend trip out at Augustana for 3 games, and then we open up our conference season. And so we'll open up on that first Sunday against St. Norbert's, and then that's, you know, as soon as you're done with those 3 trips, everything kind of gets refocused to, hey, we have to compete in our conference because these are the biggest games of the year, really.
I mean, this is so cool that you guys get to, like, travel like this. I mean, I think that's what a lot of these programs are doing here at Dominican now. Men's volleyball just came back from California. I know Coach Lucas loves they go to Florida,
too. Yeah, they also go to Florida.
So, which is really cool. I mean, you guys are getting new competition and getting them ready for this conference season.
Yeah. And it's also cool, you know, when you travel like that. And we take some early trips. We take an early trip before Florida, another trip afterwards. And it makes them feel like they're big time, too, you know. And, you know, you see all these Division I schools where their first 3 to 4 weeks are on the road all the time, you know. And unless you're a Southern school where they're coming to you, mm-hmm. but you're in the Midwest, you're in the Northeast, you're going down to Arizona State for a 3-game set or 4-game set. You're going to Florida, you know, Florida National for a 4-game set. And, you know, for our guys, they, you know, they feel like they're experiencing that now when we're doing a trip. So we always make sure we open up the year somewhere a little south, but it's a bus trip, you know, down there. Like next year we'll be going out down to Kentucky to open up our season. The last 2 years we've been Arkansas, and we always try to do every 2 years we try to change it up just to see different schools, different areas. And some of our guys would have never gone to Arkansas. You know, they're from California. They probably couldn't even point out Arkansas on a map. So, you know, it's kind of cool to have that.
Yeah, no, that's great. And then I guess, like, just to kind of, like, close this out, what do you hope to leave with your team? Like, when you're done coaching, mm-hmm. when you decide, okay, this was what I did here at Dominican, what do you hope to leave with them or leave on this program?
Yeah, you know, on the baseball side, you always want to win championships. Those mm-hmm. are things that you remember. But at the end of the day, and I tell this with every recruit that sits down with myself and Coach Dvorak, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say, Seth Dvorak, who's my assistant coach, mm-hmm. is probably the best in the business. He's awesome. I am so blessed to have him. I share an office with him, so we spend a lot of time with each other during the day. But I couldn't do what I do if he wasn't here. And he's going into his 4th year with me now, and mm-hmm. he is going to be an awesome head coach here sometime soon. And we wouldn't be on the trajectory we are right now if it wasn't for him. So I appreciate everything he does. But, you know, when my time is done, you know, here, it's, you know, wins and losses, those do fade, you know. And, you know, you remember championships and things like that. But as I tell every recruit that sits in our office when we're talking with them and their family, you know, when they look 10 or 15 years down the road, they're not going to remember the score of their 7th game their sophomore year, but they're going to remember the people that were around them and the people that elevated them and the people that made them better people. Mm-hmm. And I hope that at the end of the day, you know, years from now, that people have come through here and played for us, I'll remember that, you know, the memories that they made here, the good times that they had, the people that made them better here, their teammates, their coaches, their teachers, you know, faculty, staff, that made them, helped them get to where they wanted to get to. And, you know, it was maybe a catalyst for them to be something better, you know, when they do leave here. And I love when I go out recruiting in Vegas twice a year in the fall, and I'm going out to dinners and I'm golfing with a bunch of my former players, and, you know, getting a phone call from somebody and saying, hey, I just got my first job, or I bought my first car, or getting a wedding invite. That's really the biggest thing for me and why I do what I do. You know, when I got into coaching 23 years ago, it was because I literally didn't know how to do anything else. All I knew was baseball. But I've stayed at this long because of relationships and the lives that we get to impact every day.
Yeah. Wow. Does it feel like 23 years to you?
No, absolutely not. I just turned 47 a couple weeks ago.
Oh, happy belated.
Yeah. I should be going the other way. I wish the numbers worked that way. But no, it doesn't feel like it's been that long. I can't believe my kids are already in high school. Mm-hmm. I feel like they were just born. But time goes by fast. And
time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, and that's like one thing that I've definitely done over the last couple of years. I've tried to enjoy the ride more than maybe I did before, where everything speeds up on you. And then you look back and you're like, where did everything go? And just really trying to enjoy every moment you can.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being on. I really appreciated your take, and good luck to you guys
this upcoming
season.